Okay, so get this.
Imagine waking up, like grabbing your phone.
And you realize AI can help you edit videos now.
Yeah.
Companies want to build armies of AI assistants.
Yeah.
And get this, researchers are debating if AI can actually think.
Really makes you think, Ruth.
Wild, right? That's the world we're living in.
And today we're breaking down the biggest AI developments from October 14th, 2024.
You know, it's not just the amount of news, right? It's the variety. It's
Yeah.
really a good snapshot of all the ways AI could impact us, good and bad.
Totally.
So, speaking of impact, let's start with Apple.
Okay.
They're usually spot on with design.
But that pricey Vision Pro headset of theirs seems like it's facing some headwinds.
Yeah, it seems like they're shifting gears a bit.
Reports say they're focusing on more, shall we say, accessible AR.
Okay.
Think smart glasses, maybe even camera-equipped AirPods by 2027.
Camera-equipped AirPods.
So our ears are our eyes now, too. It seems like yesterday.
Those little white earbuds, the futuristic thing.
I know.
This has to put the pressure on companies like Meta.
Oh, absolutely. This could be a turning point in the AR battle.
You think about it, if Apple gets the user experience, right?
Nah.
They could be the way people get into AR. Huge, huge,
Like a whole
exactly.
new battleground for these tech giants.
Speaking of competition, NVIDIA, you know, the graphics card people,
Right?
they've got some bold predictions about the future of work,
Mm-hmm.
powered by, you guessed it, AI.
Of course.
So NVIDIA's CEO, he's got this vision of their workforce.
And it includes, get this, 100 million AI agents.
100 million.
That's more than the population of most
I know
countries.
it's wild, right?
Are these agents just replacing all their human workers then?
Actually, no.
The idea is they work alongside their 50,000 human employees.
Okay.
So 100 million AI agents.
What are they actually doing all day?
Right. So they're not just like glorified software.
NVIDIA says these agents will be able to break down complicated tasks,
Okay.
work together with other AIs.
Even chat with humans on platforms like Slack.
So, like having a team of super efficient coworkers.
Exact.
On the one hand, that's amazing for productivity, right?
For sure.
But on the other hand,
You got to wonder about the implications for jobs.
definitely.
Are we looking at a future where AI just takes everyone's jobs?
It's a big question we can't ignore.
Absolutely. And this is why we need to talk about it now.
And be proactive about how we handle these changes.
We need to be prepared for the shifts in our economy and
Yeah.
society.
That this level of AI could bring.
It's a lot to unpack.
And it reminds us that AI isn't just some abstract thing anymore,
Yeah.
it's impacting our lives directly.
Sometimes in ways we don't even realize.
Right?
Like that recent Gmail security alert.
Oh, right.
Google had to issue an alert to its 2.5 billion Gmail users,
Wow.
all because of a hacking attempt powered by AI.
Yeah.
That's kind of alarming, don't you think?
It really highlights how AI is a double-edged sword as it advances.
So do the risks.
For sure.
Yeah.
What makes these AI scams so effective, though?
Well, they're designed to take advantage of the fact that we trust technology.
In one example, a consultant at Microsoft almost fell for a scam.
That used fake Google support messages.
It even had AI-generated voice imitation to make it seem real.
Oh, wow.
It's scary how convincing they can be.
Yeah.
I can definitely see how people fall for it.
It really makes you stop and think, you know?
Yeah.
But let's lighten the mood a little.
He's talking about how AI is actually making things better,
Okay.
like in video editing.
Right.
Adobe, they're the kings of creative software. They just added some really cool AI stuff to Firefly.
Firefly, their video editing tool.
Yep, that's the one.
So, what's everyone so excited about?
Well, there's this thing called Generative Extend, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you need to extend a video clip.
Just a tiny bit, maybe for a smoother transition.
Right?
This AI can do that seamlessly.
Wow.
And it doesn't stop there. Firefly can make videos from text prompts now.
No way.
Yeah. And even from images.
So you're telling me the possibilities are endless.
Pretty much.
But with all this AI magic, what about the ethical stuff?
Ah, you're right to ask.
Like deepfakes, all
Well,
this.
Adobe's on it. They're really serious about ethical AI training.
Making sure Firefly doesn't mess with copyright laws.
Good.
They even talk about paying creators whose work gets used to train the AI.
Oh, that's responsible. Okay, switching gears a bit.
Elon Musk, Tesla.
Of course.
He just showed off their new humanoid robot, Optimus.
At their Wii Robot event.
It was quite the show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, at first it was pretty amazing.
Optimus is walking around, shaking hands.
It looked and sounded so lifelike. easy to get swept up, you know?
Right, but then...
Then, the twist.
Oh.
What happened?
Turned out, those robots weren't as autonomous as they seemed.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they were being controlled remotely.
No way.
Human operators were behind the scenes, even doing the voices.
So not the independent AI we thought.
Not even close.
Huh.
It caused quite a stir online. Some accused Tesla of being misleading.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a good reminder that transparency is key with AI.
Absolutely.
Gotta be upfront about its limitations, you know?
For sure. Manage those expectations.
Exactly.
It reminds us that AI's still got a long way to go.
We're nowhere near having autonomous robots like Optimus, really.
Yeah.
Which brings up a fundamental question.
Can AI even think for itself? Like, really think?
$1 million question, right? And some Apple researchers, they just published something really interesting.
Oh.
A study on large language models. LLM.
LLMs.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is. For those of us who don't speak AI, what are those?
Basically, they're the AI behind things like chatbots.
Okay.
They try to understand and generate human-like text.
Like those scarily realistic AI voices.
Exactly.
And what Apple's research suggests is LLMs are impressive, sure.
But they might not actually be reasoning the way we do.
So no true thinking, just really good mimicking. That's the gist of it, yeah.
Interesting.
Their study found that even small changes to wording...
Or adding irrelevant info, it really threw the LLMs off.
Their performance got inconsistent.
Like, they're better at recognizing patterns than understanding.
It's, like you said, patterns, not actual understanding.
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff. But before we go full AI philosophy...
Let's talk about OpenAI.
Okay.
The folks behind ChatGPT.
Right.
They released this thing called Swarm.
Yeah, they did?
Sounds kind of ominous, no? Like a swarm of bees.
Aha! No killer robots this time.
Okay, good.
Swarm is actually an open source framework.
Okay.
It's meant to make it easier to create and use those multi-agent AI systems.
Multi-agent AI systems.
You're messing with me right now.
Sorry, jargon overload.
Just a bit.
Okay, so imagine this.
You've got a whole team of AI agents.
Okay.
Each one has its own special skills.
Right.
And they all work together on one big task.
Ice.
That's a multi-agent system.
Oh.
And OpenAI's Swarm is supposed to help developers
build and manage these systems, basically.
So instead of one AI trying to do it all,
right,
we have specialist AIs working as a team.
Exactly.
Makes sense, actually. Like a good team in real life.
That's the idea.
So what could we use this for? Give me an example.
Ooh, tons of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Let's say planning a trip.
Okay.
One AI agent could be checking out the best flight prices.
Right.
Another one finds you a good hotel.
Within your budget, of course.
Of course.
And another one suggests things to do based on what you like.
All happening seamlessly.
In the background.
So a whole AI travel agency working just for me.
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
The power of teamwork, even for AI.
I like it. Though it's kind of funny, right?
OpenAI is taking a page from NVIDIA's playbook.
Yeah.
But instead of AI working with us...
It's AI working with AI.
It's a brave new world out there.
It really is.
Yeah.
And with all this AI popping up everywhere.
It's more important than ever to think critically about it.
Hmm. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Right. We need to consider the ethics.
Absolutely.
And make sure we're using AI responsibly.
For the benefit of everyone, right?
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into AI today.
What's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say this.
AI isn't some far off thing anymore.
It's here now.
It's here. It's changing fast.
And it's already changing how we live.
In big ways.
And we're all along for the ride.
That's for sure.
On that note, we'll leave you with this.
If AI does become truly intelligent one day, what will our role be in its future?
Interesting question.
And what about its role in ours?
Something to think about.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious about AI.